Spiegel's presentation is open for questions, please.
Really fascinating.
Thank you.
We've looked at our magnesium levels, and they are quite low for the most part. I would say 75% are subnormal. And we've thought about using magnesium as a phosphate binder in these patients. Is there one that is available that is purely magnesium, that is not magnesium calcium?
In this country, I don't think there's a pure magnesium carbonate available. Now, Dina, obviously, my guess is your bath is a lower magnesium bath.
It's the standard one. I think it's one.
One, okay. Yeah. Because we don't have really anybody with a low magnesium on 1 milliequivalent bath. That's interesting. But, yeah, so I don't think there's a pure magnesium carbonate available in this country.
Thank you for a great presentation. One question. It seems that the Achilles heel of magnesium studies are the fact that the serum level of magnesium does not correlate with true body storage. You can have a 2.5 and you may be magnesium deficient. You can have a 1.5 and your storage may be quite good. So unlike potassium, where the level does accurately reflect muscle storage, the magnesium levels are often not the counter opposite of that. So I think we overtreat magnesium in the ICU, and if we don't write for it, the doctor behind us will write for it because it's a reflex action to treat low serum levels. But isn't one of the problems we're having with this is the fact that serum levels are really not very reliable indicators of a true body storage?
Absolutely. I think that's an important point. Certainly when the serum level gets significantly low, it suggests that at least there's an acute deficiency. You know, the bone is a big sink for magnesium, so it allows for both a rapidly exchangeable pool to help restore the serum magnesium when we tend to lose magnesium, and it presumably also, if the bone is healthy, acts as a sink for magnesium when we start loading people with magnesium, presumably just like the issue with calcium. But you're absolutely right. The serum magnesium clearly doesn't affect balance. And I think when we begin to think about dialysis, you know, a lot of times we walk around and we look at the number, and if the number's in a range, we're happy. And we do it with phosphorus, and we do it with calcium, and we do it with magnesium. And with all of those, the serum level is a very small percentage of total body and clearly doesn't reflect balance. And I think as a nephrology community, we need to start thinking about balance for all of this, because that's what we try to do with dialysis, is restore balance. And I think we have a long way to go to begin to understand how to do that for magnesium as well as a lot of other substances.
Thank you, Dr. Spiegel, for a presentation on a pretty new topic, I think, for this conference.